Glacier. Glacier. A large body of ice that grows or shrinks according to whether snowfall exceeds the rate of melting or not. The boulders have been left by glaciers, and it took great ingenuity and the help of adjacent trees to climb the 20 feet to the top. The main ones were Birthday Rock and Ship Rock. So in our group after school each day, one could decide to either head out to sea or have a party. Barriers of land, chains of mountains determining the courses of rivers, are each one boundaries between assemblages of fish. The raptores, or robber birds, are feathered down to the toes, the falcon, the vulture, and the owl. Birds in which the upper mandible is usually entire. The waver bird, the tanager, the sparrow, the grackle, and the true starling. The meadowlark, the piping crow, the jay, the plantain cutter, the raven, the rook, the jackdaw, the bird of paradise, and the true crow. The water rose each year during the flood, just to the steps of the house and never above. It brought all the small stuff on the surface of the earth to our attention. My brother and I would sit at the window and watch it all go by. A pocketbook, a hat, a shoe, sometimes a doll, a fruit wrapper. The sheldrakes on the James River are seldom found a great distance out. Dipper. A diving bird. The dipper, or ousel, or ant thrush, has longer wings for steady, rapid flight along borders of clear lakes and streams. Dives into the water and walks upon the bottom, making its way against a strong current. The nest is oven-shaped on the banks of streams. Let a child grow like a bean. regardless of what the others are doing, select those items that you cannot do without and supplement them. Maintain what you have. There will not be a reissue when your shoes wear out. Wood, canvas, even paper will reinforce the insoles. If possible, add to your small supplies roots, leaves, and bark for your escape cache. Save all pieces of metal, cloth, and string. Do all these things regardless of what the others are doing. During a calm, claims Mr. Bennett, the flock of flying squid become larger than he had ever seen them before. Pursued by albacore, they would rise flying out of the water. He states as well that the kingfisher made its nest on the waves. This brought a period of calm or halcyon days which the mariner could count on. The roar of the lion and that of the ostrich cannot be told apart at a distance. There is a variation between the commencement of each. It has been suggested that one can distinguish between them only by knowing that the ostrich roars by day and the lion by night. It's in the North Sea. It's an island more far, called Norden. The iodine is in the air, and the seaweed, jod. And in the early springtime, or late fall, the air is rough. You can hardly look at it. You inhale. Barriers of land, chains of mountains determining the courses of rivers, are each one boundaries between assemblages of fish. The root of the duckweed grows so thick in freshwater shoals to 9 feet high. A boat can hardly be rowed through it, it so impedes the oars. The earthquake struck yesterday in Bucharest. Communications with the world were entirely cut. Its electric, water, and other utilities put out of operation, its gas lines. However, this correspondent drove to Bucharest, crossed most of the width of Romania today. It shook pictures on Moscow walls and rattled glassware in Vienna. Hungarians in tall buildings fled into the streets. Poisonous plants are of the two types, those poisonous to touch and those poisonous to eat. Barriers of land, chains of mountains determining the courses of rivers, are each one boundaries between assemblages of fish. Breaking waves become higher and shorter as they move shoreward. The side facing shore forms the breaker and actually moves the water in. Larger waves break farther away from the shore. The time to dive is when you ride on the crest, when the crest ends, and just before the wave breaks. To be spotted, to be seen, whether tramping out letters in the snow, making messages in boulders or seaweed, maybe waving your shirt on a stick. The essential feature is a contrasting background. Methods of crossing over a water obstacle: wading, swimming, or a conveyance you will probably have to build yourself. Paper. A sheet of fibers laid down on a fine screen from a watery suspension. The paper nautilus has no skeleton. They lie very deep in the mud at the port of Messina in the Mediterranean, below where the boats are thickest. They rise, opening their colored, transparent wings or sails only when unobserved. When resting, they fold their sails around themselves and float along. Barriers of land, chains of mountains determining the courses of rivers, are each one boundaries between assemblages of fish. He woke up, he said, because of the silence. No birds sang just before the earthquake. And the eclipse. We watched on the mountainside. All the animals became completely still. raising sheep, he said, by getting the extra if there were twins. They were all in my care during the coldest weather. If a sheep was too fat and got lying down the wrong way, feet uphill, he wouldn't right himself. We'd find him froze in the morning. No, we don't have many bear in South Dakota. Remember, she said, to look through it, not at it. What is directly in front of you will take care of itself. Just drop your eyes occasionally and look along the jungle floor. The sand grouse of Asia, crested larks and zebra birds visit water holes at least once a day. Parrots and pigeons always within its reach. Cattails, greasewood, willow, elderberry, rushes, and saltgrass grow on surface of water. So look for these signs when you dig. Know the lingering surface pools in low places. Buckbean, Minianthus trifoliata, the buckbean family. Common names bog bean, bog myrtle, water shamrock, marsh trefoil. The root is a half inch thick, long jointed, branching and black. It may be recognized growing in water by its large leaves overtopping. The flowers in bud are rose-colored. The petals, covered with fringe called white fluff. Tea of bog bean promotes gastric juices. Excursion, a trip going far. Jimmy Suzuki, Tony Moretti, Howard Stoltz, and I took an excursion once and looked at our feet for a long time. I was wearing Japanese zori, and zori just make good sense when one is around so much water. Fathom, fathom, a full stretch of the arms in a single straight line. Patella pectinatum at 30 fathoms deep attaches itself to stones and shells off rocky coasts. The substance to which they are affixed, they can dissolve and absorb within themselves, making a deep excavation beneath. The gill tufts are supported at the extremity of lateral footstalks. Barriers of land, chains of mountains determining the courses of rivers, are each one boundaries between assemblages of fish. The lumpfish, with brownish purple warted skin and crimson belly, is the favorite food of seals. We all loved Montgomery. Montgomery was the best horse, kind and smart. We'd draw lots over who had the privilege of walking him. In the dream, I find myself a boy again walking Montgomery. I'm carrying two shopping bags as I walk along in the woods. When suddenly, I hear the sound of a foal being born, the whinnying and the panting. I feel a bulge in my breast pocket. Montgomery is born right there out of my breast pocket. He struggles out and I hold him in my hand. The climbing perch can quit the water from 5 to 6 days. It travels short distances where it climbs the trunks of trees. Native to India, this fish is a favorite of jugglers in China.